Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. We've made it to Thursday already. It's a lot of work around here, huh?
We all work very hard, David. You work very hard. Never seen anything like it.
Were you kidding? You never stop.
Okay, but there are good signs. The robins are out. The worms are coming up out of the ground.
The lilacs.
The grass is growing greener. And the New York Times has made a major sort of concession in their headline.
Do you think they were listening to you yesterday?
Well, it was a laughing matter because they had referred to him, as their style would indicate they should, as Bernard Sanders. That was his given name. But of course, everybody knows that our Bernie Sanders, is a force of nature and a phenomena. In fact, people have stuff on their cards just saying the one word, Bernie. Mm-hmm. And he's running, and he's going to get a good deal of the Democratic left. You can't tell Bernie Sanders, by the way, who's going to be 74, that he can't be president of the United States, because people have been telling him all along that he couldn't be a lot of things. He couldn't be the mayor of Burlington. He couldn't be the congressman. He couldn't be the senator. And unlike so many other politicians who put one foot and the other down, I used to know a governor of New Jersey who was known as Two Buckets, because he was always balancing two buckets on his shoulders and walking that way. Not Bernie. He says what he thinks, and he's going to get a lot of votes. And with Elizabeth Warren not in the election, because she says she won't, then he becomes entitled, I think, in his mind and in many others, to that left of the Democratic center, which means that Hillary's got a little problem, because she saw Barack Obama come out of nowhere and beat her. And Bernie could be such a candidate in the Democratic Party. Whether he could win a general election, that's another whole story.
The ripple effect, Alan, from Baltimore and the rioting over Freddie Gray has seen its way across the region and the country. We're seeing people marching in protest in our region, in Boston, of course, in New York City, where 60 people were arrested at a rally protesting police tactics. And some of the presidential candidates also weighing in, Hillary Clinton making a major speech at Columbia University, and others, including Jeb Bush and Rand Paul, checking in on this, and legislation being pushed by the Black and Hispanic and Asian caucus in New York in reaction to Baltimore.
Well, yes. The question is, and Andrew Cuomo seems amenable, whether district attorneys are too close to the police forces that they have to work with. Anybody who's ever watched Law and Order knows that. You know, they depend on each other. So that when you get a case in which discrimination has been alleged, you wonder whether or not there ought to be special prosecutors appointed. That way, and I think in some ways, it's helpful to the district attorneys, because while they may protest out loud that they're the democratically elected people who are supposed to prosecute these cases, the idea that you would have a special prosecutor would take some of the heat off of them in terms of their relations with police forces. Right to the top of the way that we see all of this is the idea that things are so disproportionate. We have reaped what we sowed. Slavery turned into Jim Crow. Jim Crow turned into economic deprivation. It's all part of the same thing. So you get these incredibly frustrated neighborhauds. You get people who are hauled off to jail. You get what many of them consider to be occupying police forces. And we have now reached the tipping point. This can either be extremely helpful to the Republican Party. There are going to be candidates who are not so subtly saying, oh, we've got to put a lid on all of this. And many of the Democratic candidates, such as Hillary Clinton and others, will be saying it's time to reassess the way in which we have positioned the descendants of slaves and those in this country who have been so economically put upon.